Can you hear me off the speaker? Thank you very much, Chair. Peru would support the proposal from the EU, Norway, and from other member states pertaining to considering a new legal framework as an agreement which should be included in the working report and outcome document of this group. These solutions for plastic pollution are very complex in nature, and they're cross-border with plastic sources which are very variable, which involves all people in the supply chain. And the global solution should be dynamic with coordinated action at the global, regional, and national level. There is sufficient evidence to show that plastic pollution is a global problem, and legal frameworks in existence do not cover this at the moment. Therefore, we consider that a global framework would look at the necessary changes in order to prevent this contamination and pollution, as well as their effects in our ecosystems and upon our health. This framework has important messages which we are highlighting, which are to manage plastics, taking into account the life cycle, a holistic approach, and the circular economy, which protects natural resources, and to ensure responsible consumption and production, and to look at the whole circular approach for plastics. In Peru, we are working in a coordinated fashion with different stakeholders, such as the industry and citizens, and we feel that a global push would really complement these national efforts. In addition to plastic pollution, we are looking at each country, region, and sector, which requires an international response to this. Thank you very much, Chairman. Spain would like to align itself with what is said in terms of this summary, that it is faithful, as mentioned by other delegations. The intervention in Switzerland, Norway, Palau, on behalf of 10 Pacific Island states, Gambia, on behalf of the African group, the European Union, on behalf of 28 member states, Peru, amongst others, who have recommended to the Assembly the beginning of negotiations towards a global agreement on plastics as a solution which is global in nature, which is urgent and inclusive, where we can go into substantive discussions on the main functions identified by this group over the last 3 years of work. I'd also like to reiterate the words mentioned by Switzerland when pertaining to suggesting that the group has a very critical role in the outcome of this document, where it reflects the totality of all the visions that have been expressed. Thank you very much, Chairman. We would like to thank the Chair and the members of the Bureau and the Secretariat for their endeavours by drafting this draft Chair summary. This report presents interesting inputs on the stock taking and the different response options, which are existing and potential ones, the importance of a focus on the life cycle approach of plastics, and the innovative financing solutions to bridge the current gaps, especially for developing countries. As we have mentioned previously, and considering that this has identified the different response options, we share the views expressed by other delegations in that this report can reflect in a faithful way the fruitful discussions which have taken place in this very forum. We are very open so that there can be suggestions or recommendations on ways forward based on scientific evidence in order to advance discussions on this very topic. Today, there are barriers to face the issue of marine litter and microplastics. Nevertheless, we see the commitment of member states and other stakeholders to go to a call towards action for UNEA 5. We hope that the Chair summary can reflect these elements, take into account the incredible work which has been reflected and which will go towards the fruitful debates of UNEA 5 to go towards an active action towards encompassing and addressing this global problem. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, for giving me the floor. I have the following comments concerning the summary. In paragraph 20, scientific research on plastics, apart from the sources, we think we should also take into consideration the impact of marine litter and microplastics. Secondly, in paragraph 14 in the table, education and information responses at the regional and country levels, I think we should add research and capacity development on marine litter and microplastics. Actually, I've already mentioned this in my previous statement. I think we should tap into the capacity of some regional institutes, for example, the UNESCO ICO West Pacific Subcommission. They have a capacity training institute. So I think we should tap into these institutes and organizations so as to improve capacity development. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Chair of AHEG for this document. France supports the position of the European Union, Switzerland, Spain, Gambia, on behalf of the African Group and other member states, pertaining to the inclusion within the summary of the position of different parties involved. We think that the Chair's summary should be objective in nature and therefore reflect the discussions held. Consequently, we feel it is important that the calls for a global accord on plastic should be included in the Chair's summary, therefore. Thank you, Chair. Colombia feels that it's important that in the Chair's summary, all of the discussions are reflected with the emphasis based upon the options and how they compare to others. In other words, that it reflects the discussions held over the last few days. As Chile and Peru mentioned, along with the EU and others, these discussions were the outcome of very fruitful debate, which can feed into UNEA 5 and its recommendations to combat marine litter and microplastics. Which are not covered by the current legal frameworks. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and also Secretariat, for your work and the draft. I think after 4 days of hard work, we must have all felt quite tired, but also demonstrated we all think it's important to deal with the issue of marine pollution. I think in the analysis of effectiveness on these options, we have already heard the reports, and those potential options possibly needed to be analyzed further, and some of the options needed to be implemented within the legal framework. And also, we heard about the feasibility and analysis of effectiveness. I think the chair's summary should reflect not only the outcome of our discussion, but also the content of the discussion as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'd like to make a comment regarding the fact that we are here as experts and that this is not a negotiation. It's true, this is not a negotiation. But as a group of experts who are tasked with reflecting and analyzing things, we heard strong recommendations from some of us here. And most countries seem to have been recommending that we need to move forward towards a legally binding agreement, a comprehensive global one, and that should enable us to find a solution. It is therefore very important that the summaries, the final reports, underscore this, that there is a certain amount of convergence in favor of a global comprehensive agreement with a legally binding framework to ensure that we come up with a solution. This is a recommendation, and since this is a group of experts, I believe that the experts are best placed to recommend things, and that this recommendation should therefore be highlighted and underscored in the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman and distinguished delegates. During this meeting, we've heard comments on the importance that environmental education has for the next generation, and also the importance of having a gender perspective and scientific information and at the international level. And of course, that the response options should reflect the social, economic, and technological realities of different countries, as we're all very different. In our view, we would like that the chair's summary kindly reflects suitably these issues that I have raised. Thank you, Chairman.